Welcome back, everyone, to day three of our story. I'm Brian.
And I'm Mike.
Mike.
Yes.
We have learned a lot about Jean Valjean.
And so much.
He has done a lot of stuff.
That's
so
right.
Far
he's
in this
been
story.
In jail. He's yep. been saved by a bishop. He's changed his name.
Yep.
He's become a factory owner. He's become the mayor of a town. He's been accused of stealing stuff, which he did.
Yep.
He's saved a girl from jail. He's yep. adopted her daughter.
Yep.
And now he's moved back to Paris where he's hiding as a gardener.
And then this girl that he adopted
yes.
falls in love with this radical revolutionary.
That's right, a guy fighting against the King of France.
And so Jean Valjean decides he would move with her to England.
Yeah, he wants yeah. to get away from where things are dangerous
yeah.
in France. So he yeah. hops on a boat, heads over the channel to merry old England,
yeah.
where he hopes he will be safe. Meanwhile, his stepdaughter, Cosette, who he's adopted,
mm-hmm.
her old boyfriend, Marius, is really serious about fighting
yeah.
the government. He stays in Paris, and he's out there fighting the soldiers in the streets
mm-hmm.
of Paris, trying to get freedom
yeah.
and democracy and better bread for normal people.
Cake.
That's right, and cake.
So,
darn it.
That is where we ended on day two.
It was exciting stuff.
Day three, the
yep.
revolution will continue, and
yep.
Jean Valjean
yep.
and Cosette's story will
yep.
continue as well.
Yep, and we're going to have guns!
Yeah.
Yeah!
Lots of guns.
Woo-hoo.
So, why don't we check that out now?
Reading.
Les Miserables. Armed with two guns, Marius heads for the barricades in the streets. The uprising seems doomed, but Marius and his friends stand their ground. Valjean arrives at the barricades, but he and the students realize Javert is working there as a spy. Valjean volunteers to kill Javert, but secretly lets him go free. The revolution fails because the public refuses to aid the radicals. When Marius becomes seriously wounded, Valjean tries to help him. However, Javert finds Valjean again and arrests him. Javert feels torn between his duty and the debt he owes Valjean for saving his life. He decides to let Valjean go, but throws himself into the river and drowns. Marius then recovers and marries Cosette. He learns of Valjean's criminal past. Though Valjean is dying of old age, Marius prevents Cosette from having contact with him. Marius eventually finds out that Valjean saved his life. Ashamed that he didn't trust Valjean, Marius rushes to Valjean's side with Cosette. Happy to be reunited with his adopted daughter, Valjean dies in peace.
Okay, day three of our story begins
yes.
with armed with two guns.
Oh yeah.
Marius pew, heads pew. To the barricades
Boom.
In the street.
Boom.
So
I think that's how guns sounded back then, right?
Like a laser?
That's
like
yeah, that's more like Star Wars.
It's like Tron
that's
or something.
That's a different movie. Okay, well, he's got two guns.
He's armed with them.
He's armed.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Not these arms. It means you have two.
Oh, when you have a weapon, you
yeah.
are armed.
Yeah, so even if it's a sword.
I guess you could say, yeah, he was armed with a knife or
yep.
a sword, but we often especially use it for guns,
yep.
right? And it says he heads to a barricade.
Yeah.
What's a barricade?
Barricade is like a kind of, say, a barrier, a
mm-hmm.
wall or
a
something,
fence.
A fence that
yeah.
stops the enemy from getting to you. So you
oh,
can
okay.
stand behind
Hide
it and
behind
shoot
it.
At someone
and they have
or
to
something.
Climb over to get
yeah.
at you.
But you have, like, barbed wire on top.
It's true. And actually, when there's revolutions, when people
yeah.
are angry out in the streets, they might pull out a car and
mm-hmm.
tires and pieces of wood and boxes,
burn
anything
it.
They can get, really,
yeah.
to make a simple little wall or a barricade. And to head for is to go towards somewhere. So if you're walking, your friend might say, hey, where are you going? And you say, oh, I'm heading for the bank.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get some money or something like that. that's where I'm going, that's my direction. Now the uprising, this fighting against the government and the soldiers, it seems doomed.
Mm.
If something's doomed, it will not work, it will fail, it will not be successful.
Yeah.
The revolutionaries, the people fighting against the government could end up killed or in jail or something. But Marius and his friends stand their ground. Oh boy. So as we mentioned, an uprising is like a revolution when you're fighting against the government because you think they're evil.
Standing up.
But it wasn't going to work. It was doomed. So, but the Marius and some of the really serious revolutionaries, they're not quitting. They're not going home. They're standing their ground, which means they're going to stay where they are. They're going to either die here or win. That's their pledge. That's their promise. Good luck to them. Although I'm afraid some people will get hurt. Mm-hmm. Now stand your ground, or stand one's ground is our shortcut for you. We're not going anywhere. You got to watch this.
Shortcut for you.
Is everything okay?
I just got off the phone with my boyfriend.
What's wrong?
His ex-girlfriend is in town and she wants to meet up with him. I'm not comfortable with this. I will not allow this.
They broke up 5 years ago. They're just friends. I don't think anything will happen.
No, I stand my ground on this.
I know you're standing on the ground.
No, that's not what I mean. To stand one's ground means to stand up for one's rights.
Oh, I see. To stand one's ground means 坚守阵地, 坚持立场. Oh, I have an idea.
What?
You can ask if you can go along when they meet up.
You're right! Can you come along for moral support, please?
No, and I stand my ground.
So, before the break, we heard about how Marius and his buddies are going to stand their ground against the government. And they're not going to quit. They're just going to keep fighting until
the
bitter end.
Freedom!
So, Valjean arrives at the barricades.
Really?
Oh,
he's come back from England.
He has come back secretly from England without telling anyone.
Okay.
He is back. Valjean arrives at the barricades. But he and the students who are fighting,
like Marius,
realize Javert is working there as a spy.
Javert, the old police chief of Montreuil.
Yes, he is there. So maybe the other people there don't know who he is. But Valjean knows who he is. He sees him there and he says, wait a second. And then he's pretending to be a radical. I don't think that's right.
Interesting.
I think he's a government spy.
So Javert is a spy.
He is a spy.
What's a spy?
A spy is someone who works usually for the government. And they go and they learn secrets about another government or a group of people that's trying to fight their country. So, like, you know, you might know James Bond.
James
007.
James
Bond. James Bond.
James Bond.
007.
Nope, never heard of him.
Shaken, not stirred.
Of course, Ling Ling Chi.
Yes.
He's a spy.
He's a spy.
He's a terrible spy because everyone says, hey, you're James Bond.
That's right. I'm James Bond.
It should be kind of secret if you're a spy, really.
Right. But the idea is he is a spy for England and he goes to other countries. And he finds out what these bad people are
There you
doing.
Go. So Javert is pretending to be with the students. I hate the government too. But he's writing down their names. He's writing down their secret plans. And then he gives it to the police or to a soldier. So he's not someone you want to trust.
No.
That Javert, that spy. Anyway, so Valjean, of course, knows who he is. He says, he's not one of your friends. He's a policeman. I knew him in Montreuil. So Valjean volunteers to kill Javert. But secretly lets him go free.
Oh.
Jean, what are you doing,
man? He feels bad.
I guess he's just a nice guy. But he volunteered to do something, in this case to kill someone, which is not something you want to volunteer for. Generally, volunteering is good. To volunteer means you will do something, but be not for money, not for because it's your job, not because someone's telling you to, but because you want to. You want to help out. People like to volunteer maybe on the weekends to do something good for the country. Maybe to clean up a beach or to help teach kids how to play basketball or to, you know, help animals that are sick or people that that need help in some way, not because it's their job, as I said, but because they want to give back to the world. They just want to be helpful,
right.
So they will volunteer. We can also use it as a noun. So mm-hmm. if you volunteer, you are a volunteer. So if someone says, we have to kill Javert, Valjean says, I'll do it. But secretly, he doesn't want to kill anyone because he's a nice guy. So he comes to Javert and says, I'm going to kill you, but you have 5 minutes to run away before I do. So get going.
Yeah. Well, this story continues.
Yes.
The revolution failed.
Ah, no freedom.
Because the public refuses to aid the Reddin.
Really?
Yeah.
So I guess most normal people are a little scared.
Yeah, they don't want to get involved. They don't want to go get killed.
Want to get in trouble.
I mean, the king, we don't like him, but what can you do?
He's got all those swords and soldiers. He'll kill us if we do something.
Guns and stuff. We don't want to do that. So,
all right.
Rock the boat.
Yeah, but for the revolutionaries, things aren't so good. It says when Marius, that's the revolutionary who's in love with Valjean's daughter, mm-hmm. when he becomes seriously wounded, oh no! Valjean tries to help him. There he's stabbed. He's bleeding because he's been wounded. If you're wounded, it's basically the same as saying hurt.
Yep.
Okay, you were hurt in a bicycle crash or you were
wounded
in a bicycle crash. You could say the same thing. In this case, it was serious. So you get the idea that, he was badly hurt. He was cut across the belly or had his arm chopped off.
Holding his stomach from falling
please,
out.
Oh, we don't need the details.
Oh,
that's
God.
Terrible. But
everywhere.
He's close to death, I guess. But Valjean is still trying to help him.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The story says, however, Javert finds Valjean again and arrests him.
You're kidding.
No.
You're kidding.
No.
He was nice to Javert. He let him go. He could have killed him.
Yeah.
Javert is evil.
He's just doing his job.
I don't like you, Monsieur Javert. Well, Javert, though, maybe he's not totally evil because it says he feels torn between his duty and the debt he owes Valjean for saving his life. So this shows that maybe he does have a little good in him because he doesn't just say, ha, you fool, Valjean, you let me live. Now you're in trouble. No, he knows his duty. He knows as a policeman and a spy, he should take Valjean to the king or whatever and get him in trouble. But there is a debt. He does owe Valjean. If you owe someone, that means they gave you something and you should pay them back, right? So if I borrow $100 from Brian because he's very nice, then I have to pay him back. I owe him. In the same way, if Brian did something really nice for me, like drive me to the airport, I would want to do something nice back for him. I would owe him. In this case, Javert owes Valjean for what? For saving his life. Remember, for letting him go.
They were going to kill him.
That's right.
And then he lets him go.
So what does Javert do?
Well, Javert decides to let Valjean go.
Bravo!
He decides to let him go.
Good for you, Javert. But you did the right thing. I hope you live a long and healthy life as a good man.
Throws himself into the river and drowns.
He didn't live a long and healthy life as a good man.
He said, I guess his conscience was too heavy. He felt too guilty.
Oh.
He was too confused.
Wow.
So he decided, I will just be dramatic and kill myself.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's kind of terrible, but he was kind of a bad guy, but still.
So you don't miss him too much.
It's not nice when anyone kills
himself.
Maybe
he thought he would get in a lot of trouble with the king and the king's men, all the king's
could be.
Men.
Maybe he just dropped something in the river and was just
my
trying
wallet.
To get it back.
My phone.
Anyway, Javert's gone. He's dead. He's killed himself. Yeah. Marius, the wounded revolutionary, then recovers. Yay! He gets better, and he marries Cosette. Yay!
Yeah. So Marius learns of Valjean's criminal past.
Oh, okay, all right.
So now Marius,
he knows the secrets.
He knows
of
a little bit about, the silverware and the bread. Some serious charges here.
Interesting. And though Valjean is dying of old age, and now Valjean is a very old man, Marius prevents Cosette from having contact with him.
Well, that's not very nice.
That isn't very nice. I guess Marius is trying to keep his wife from any trouble when he finds out that her father, her stepfather, was a criminal.
Real criminal.
Marius, who is a revolutionary but maybe believes in the law, he stops Cosette from having contact or from going to meet Valjean as he's dying. To prevent someone from doing something is just to stop them from doing something. If your parents stop you from watching TV late at night, they are preventing you from doing it.
Right. So, Marius doesn't want Cosette to see her adoptive father.
He doesn't.
He prevents her from having contact with him.
Yes.
So you can't even yell across the street at him.
So Valjean is there dying lonely, and Cosette feels terrible because this man who helped her, this father she had, she can't see him.
Yes, but Marius eventually finds out that Valjean saved his life.
That's right. Valjean did save his life. Yes. I hope you feel bad, Monsieur Marius.
So, ashamed that he didn't trust Valjean.
He throws himself in the river.
Marius rushes to Valjean's side with Cosette.
Yay! Oh, it's a happy ending!
Yes. So, he feels ashamed. He feels bad. He feels guilty.
I'm sorry.
He feels so guilty.
What was I doing?
So, the story continues. Happy to be reunited with his adopted daughter, Valjean dies in peace.
Yay.
So,
I guess that's a yay.
He dies. He's reunited, which means two people who haven't seen each other in a while get back together.
And it feels so good.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Just like before.
Right.
With his adopted daughter. Now, if we adopt someone, it means we take care of a child that is not our own. But, we still want to take care of them.
You treat this person like your family, even though it wasn't born from you. Yeah. We also use this for pets.
Right.
Right? If you take in a dog or a cat or someone to live in your home with your family like a member of that family, you can say you adopted the dog, the cat, the boy, the girl. Right. And so he dies in peace, which means he dies in a peaceful way, happy that his family's there with lots of love. Yeah. Of course, it's sad that he died, but it's better than dying with, trouble in your heart or anything like that.
Clear conscience.
There you go. Good for you, Valjean. Good for you, Marius. And I hope you and Cosette have a very wonderful child who grows up to live a long and healthy life.
Yes. Well, that brings us to the end of our story.
There's no Miserable Part 2?
No, not yet.
The Miserabling?
Not next time. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe next time.
But we do have a chat question coming up. So come back for that.
For You Chat.
Today's For You Chat question is this. Describe a time when you had to make a big decision, but weren't sure what to do. How did it turn out?
Wow.
A big decision.
This actually happened to me just last month.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the big...
Huge decision.
What was the big
decision? So I'm sitting there. I got the menu. I could either have the cheeseburger or the cheeseburger with bacon on top.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. What a choice.
So you want the bacon.
Oh, I mean, the bacon's so good.
But you heard it's high in cholesterol.
It is. It has all that salt.
And you don't eat pork anymore.
Well, that's not really a huge problem, but then the cheeseburger just without the bacon, it's so simple, it's so classic.
Right,
what do I do?
You ordered the bacon.
No, I went to another place and had sushi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was much healthier, it was more delicious.
Not bad.
So, that was good.
Okay.
What about you? Any time you've had to make a big decision like bacon or no bacon?
A big decision.
Big decision.
Boy, what about a...
Chocolate or vanilla?
No.
No? Hawaiian or all address?
Coffee or tea?
Coffee, tea.
The chicken or the beef on the airplane?
Chicken or the beef?
What about moving to Taiwan? Wasn't that a big decision?
That could be a big decision.
You weren't sure if that was the right decision.
That's right. Should I move to Taiwan or should I move to North Korea?
Gosh, it's tough. North Korea,
choice.
You get to save a lot of money, but the weather is a killer.
Cold. That's not the only killer in North Korea. Well, there you go. So moving, getting a new job, choosing the right school to go to. Should you marry Shirley or should you marry Betty or Veronica or whoever?
Who knows?
These are big decisions. What about you? Have you ever had a big decision? What did you do? How did you make that decision? And most importantly, how did it turn out? What was the end result of your big decision? Let us know. Write to him.
Yes.
He wants to teach
I will take your answers.
There you go.
I'll read them.
We'll see you soon.
All right. Bye.
Les Miserables. Armed with two guns, Marius heads for the barricades in the streets. The uprising seems doomed, but Marius and his friends stand their ground. Valjean arrives at the barricades, but he and the students realize Javert is working there as a spy. Valjean volunteers to kill Javert, but secretly lets him go free. The revolution fails because the public refuses to aid the radicals. When Marius becomes seriously wounded, Valjean tries to help him. However, Javert finds Valjean again and arrests him. Javert feels torn between his duty and the debt he owes Valjean for saving his life. He decides to let Valjean go, but throws himself into the river and drowns. Marius then recovers and marries Cosette. He learns of Valjean's criminal past. Though Valjean is dying of old age, Marius prevents Cosette from having contact with him. Marius eventually finds out that Valjean saved his life. Ashamed that he didn't trust Valjean, Marius rushes to Valjean's side with Cosette. Happy to be reunited with his adopted daughter, Valjean dies in peace.
Vocabulary Review.
Spy. The Russian spy lived in the U.S. and told Russia secrets about the U.S. government. Volunteer. Dylan used to work in theater. Now he volunteers to help with local plays. Wounded. The bird has a wounded wing because a little kid threw a rock at it. Oh. I owe Tom 150 NT dollars because he paid for my lunch yesterday. Prevent. Most mothers would do almost anything to prevent their children from getting hurt. Adopted. Sean doesn't look like his parents because Sean was adopted.